How are we doing, everybody? And welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. We are live today for a couple of reasons. One, we want to kind of touch on these images of Princess Catherine. And for me, the whole photoshopping of images isn't really a big deal. All right, just to be clear, this isn't a shock horror. Someone has edited a photograph. This is not really, I think we're all a bit more, you know, intelligent than to think that that is what the key of this is about. So before we dive in, there has been a source that has contacted the channel, and Jen's going to get into that in a minute, that brings sort of new context to possibly why we would have discrepancies in photographs and the possibility of why we've not seen Catherine in a way that satisfies the masses since December. And all of this is allegedly, okay? This is a big, fat allegedly warning, okay? We're just having a discussion about some information that's come in, and we're going to talk about it, all right? So, first of all, Jen, how are you? What's been happening? What's been going on?
I'm good. And hello, everyone. Like, this is my first royal account, you know? I'm quite excited.
Yeah. And listen, the reason this isn't like a royal mess special is because of the massive allegedly, okay?
Allegedly.
And again, we're going to get into it in a minute, but before we do, Victoria, how are you? How are you?
Good. What's going on with you? Really good. Working hard as per usual. Michael Francis tour on Friday. Looking forward to that. How have you been, Ron?
Madness. It's madness. Yeah? Ron's life is madness. There's no stopping it. It's just straight up madness. And for anybody who's, you know, follows the royal commentary on a Friday, will know who Paula is. And Paula, how are you doing? Paula's doing the creepy whispering again. She's gone from shouting, right, for like the first like 11 months of working with her.
I feel like I'm talking on a phone, like a sex phone thing. Hello.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, Paula, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just traveling right now. I'm on my way back. I just came from Oslo. Now I'm here in Miami, and then I'm catching a flight at 5 p.m., like 6 hours or so. So I can't wait to go home to my baby Siri. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's your dog, of course, right? Your dog is missing you. You are missing my dog.
I'm gonna correct you. She's not my dog. She's my daughter.
Okay. All right. Okay. No problem. I'm with you. Okay. So let's just throw up on the screen the image. Now, again, I just want to reiterate, I wouldn't be here, okay, just to talk about an image and photoshopping. I will put in my two cents as a professional editor, okay. Oh my freaking God.
Silence, Ron.
Blasphemy.
Ron's life. Okay.
Absolute blasphemy.
So for me, I'm going to put in my two cents from an editing point of view why there's some weird things going on with this. Just give me one second. So talking about photoshopping, right? When it comes to touching up photographs, you know, taking blemishes away, all this kind of stuff, it makes sense, okay? And there's some, it's like all of the things that are wrong with this image are things that you wouldn't edit on a photograph. This is sort of where I'm at. Karen, Thursday, we're back with Wedger, Thursday. We're going to get into this, right? But Jen, I think there's a list. There's a whole list here of points, okay? And I'm going to bring them up here because people online have been going nuts about this photograph, okay? And again, for me, it's not so much a big deal. But what is odd is that everyone has believes for some reason that Princess Catherine sat outside, got the kids, taken a photograph, taken her wee SD card, gone inside some royal palace, slapped it in her computer, and just started working it on Photoshop. That, to me, is mad, okay? Just to point out. Now, I know people have told me that she's into photography, she's got a background in this, so maybe, sure, okay? But it just seems odd, odd.
I guess that's the question is there why the vulnerable, unwell woman is taking the flak?
Well, again, we'll get to that. We'll get to how the public have reacted and all this kind of stuff, because Paula's always got an interesting take on things. And I know that once I've, you know, we've said our piece, she'll take it and crush it into 1,000 little pieces and throw it out the window of a moving car, right? But that's why we love her. Because we've got to have balance, okay? Because I'm on full tinfoil hat club now, as far as Princess Catherine goes. I am fully on board with, you want to talk as mad a conspiracy about this, I'm in. Because it's odd. There's something super odd about all of this. I don't know what it is, but there's something. It's fishy. Fishy.
Well, I mean, obviously, I think the best rumor I've heard out there is that not one single Banksy has been released since Kate surgery.
That, I would love that. That is the best one. That's the best one so far. But yeah, Victoria, what you were wanting to say something.
Well, I have heard that this is an old photo of Kate, and it's just been placed from a Vogue magazine.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah,
and it's. And I'm just a fresh throwing that out the window. Nah, I'm throwing it out the window.
Okay.
Unless it was an so for example, if it was an image taken that day that was in the series of photos of her that wasn't used for the cover of Vogue, but was in that set of assets, if you know what I mean. Sure, mm-hmm. But looking at the two, the Vogue image and this image, I'm not buying it. Right, I'm not buying it. I don't know what I'm buying. Okay, either, Victoria, just to be clear. Don't know what I'm buying, don't know what I'm believing here, but from a photo editing point of view, look where all these little red boxes are. None of these are places where you'd be like, oh, I need to edit that. I need to get something edited out on the arm cuff of my son. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's so weird. If this was an editing job, right, I'd be like, what is the quote? What is the brief here? You want me to take her shoulder where number 15 is and what? What do you want me to do? Remove some hair? What's going on here? So for me, it's the oddities of the areas that she apparently edited that make me, and I'm not, this is, listen, again, I just want to reiterate, I am fully on board with the tinfoil hat club when it comes to Princess Catherine in this narrative. So this is odd to me. From a photo editing point of view, super weird. Okay, now then there's the whole, where's the wedding rings? Okay, now Paula has a really good, cult clap back to the whole why she might have gone, because if she has had abdominal surgery or anything like this, it, you know, your body can swell and all this kind of stuff when, and all the rest. So let's just say 50-50 pin in medical reasons, allegedly, for not having a ring on. Okay.
But who wears their wedding ring all the time? You know, you might take it off to do the washing up. You never know. She might have been washing up just before.
You've got to understand, it's really common for us as normal people to bring normal thoughts that we consider normal into this. We're talking about a world where every hairpin, shoelace, belt buckle has been preordained for this particular image. Did you see what I'm saying? It is such a regulated existence that I think the concept of accidentally putting out images where a ring is missing that can create a public outcry based off of that ring being missing might be something that they might want to point out in like a little brackets. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. Do not worry. Do not worry about missing ring, UK public. Nothing to see here. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's weird. Okay. It's a bit odd, right? Jeanette, I don't think we're there yet. Okay. I mean, I'm down with the tinfoil hat, but I think we've maybe gone too far over the edge there. It's just a bit odd. So what am I saying? Photo, where it's been edited, it's just a bit odd, all right? Where has she been? We're talking about, I remember Princess Catherine when she was having her first kid, I think, right? She was so desperate to give the people what they wanted with regards to photographs and news coverage and all this kind of stuff. I think it's odd that she's left us hanging. Does that make sense? Because I just do. But again, do I find that as odd as where this photo has been edited. Not really.
I don't, because to me, it sounds like she wanted her children to look perfectly aligned. For example, if you look where Louis is, she does a lot of editing around Louis. Maybe the sweater was off. I'm going to show you something.
Yeah.
This is my son. This is my son with me in Budapest, right?
Yeah.
I actually photoshopped my sleeve because I didn't like how wrinkled it looked, and I wanted to have a smooth look. Yeah. And my son, for example, Hendrik's hoodie. And this is in 2010.
Yeah, but that makes sense. That makes sense.
But wrong.
Look, I feel like I'm absolutely.
And now
I'm rubbish pictures up.
And let me tell you something. It's really bothering me, the thing about, look at her zipper. Okay. Guys, Jen, you have a kid right now. And sometimes when you are carrying him, one side of your jacket goes high up and the other one is low because you have children pulling around your clothes. So it's very normal that your jacket, especially if it's open. If, for example, look at George, is there. Look at Louis. Look at, it's all around her kids because she said that she wanted her kids to be neater.
Kids have been at schools enforcing manners and how to conduct themselves in public. I'm doing away with that whole theory because this is not the world. They don't come from a world where kids behave like that.
But this is where you're wrong. This is where you're wrong. This is where you're wrong. The people think that Catherine, one of the things that people forget is that Catherine is a normal girl. She's given her children normal upbringing. You know, probably this was a photo that they liked it. They were screwing around. They like how they looked. It was clearly a photo, you know, that, oh, we like how we look. It's a nice day. Took a picture, and then they picked a picture and they just tidied it up around. And I can imagine Catherine saying, you know what? I like this picture because it's very spontaneous. Let me just tidy things around because she likes to do that. And, you know, and it's all around her kids. And you know that thing with the jacket? I've been laughing about that thing with the jacket, that they're making a big deal about it out of the jacket. Because I've had with Hendrik, I remember one picture, even with my son, he was like poking and pulling, Mama, let's go in my jacket. You know, like one side of the jacket was like the button was almost down.
I get where you're trying to go with this, okay? And I'm not disagreeing that what you're saying isn't plausible. It's just everything you're saying does not match up with any of the editing points that are on this. Okay, so
it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. It's just a picture.
I know that.
It's just a badly edited picture. That's all there is to it. A badly edited picture. I'm going to clap back really hard at this one. It's just a badly edited picture. And I think that the press is really angry that Catherine and William have taken control of their image. You know, and
I get it.
You've got to ask, thank you, Balvinda. I was going to ask that. Where is the original photo? Why are they not releasing it?
Correct.
I wouldn't, because then they release the original photo and then they're going to ask, you know what? They're never going to be happy, even if she releases the original photo. Oh, yeah, but that, you know, what? There's going to be the asking more and more and more. Like, she gave a picture. Now, the sleuths. A badly edited picture or a very rookie edited picture.
When you say a badly edited picture, you're glossing over the fact that the areas that have been edited aren't the areas you would edit if you were editing a photograph.
She didn't need to edit the faces. She felt she didn't need to edit the faces, but she needed to clear up their clothes.
She felt the need to edit a bush. And a tree and three edges.
I've done that. I'm gonna look for it. I'm gonna look for it right now, Ron, because I have
honestly, Paulie, I feel like I've done all my son's pictures disjustice because I don't edit any of them.
None of us are preparing these images that we're doing for national press release. You see what I'm saying? And there's layers this photo has to go through. And again, I don't really know what this means. It could be nothing. And Paula could be right. It could be her and the kids having a play around. And she's so good at editing that all the parts she has edited don't actually look edited. And the kids had a little shot or whatever. That's totally plausible as well. Does it matter that it's edited? No. Is it interesting where it's edited? Yes.
Look at this picture. I hate it that this part of my hair was sticking around like that. And I didn't edit it more because it just looked messy, you know, but I just wanted it to look smoother, which is probably what I think she did, because it's all around the clothing where she did it, because she wanted her kids to look presentable. She didn't need to edit the faces because she figured the faces are fine, but the clothes are maybe wrinkled here, or, you know, maybe it's dirty because the kids were playing outside, and it's just a picture that they really, that it probably really conveyed happiness. Because this woman is clearly sitting down because she's not well, still recovering most likely. So she probably thought, this is a picture that I really, really like because I look healthy. I look happy, you know, and my kids look happy. It conveys the sentiment that we are all okay, because the touch-ups are not in the faces. It's around the clothing of the children.
Maybe her eyeliner was off that day. She didn't come to iron the clothes.
Again, it's weird. Do you know, it's only weird because of how much weird stuff there was already out there with Catherine and what's going on.
That I agree. Like,
the public in the UK are definitely being lied to. I'm not really caring about the picture, but the picture becomes more interesting to me, right, when you sort of hear what Sean Atwood Channel has been contacted with. Now, I want to prefix this, okay? When I got asked by Jen to do this live with her, I went in pretty hard on whether or not we should talk about what we're going to talk about. And the source is a long-standing source to this channel that has done lots and lots of things with Sean over various projects. So I'm fully on board with allegedly what these claims are, coming from a place that I'm happy to talk about in an allegedly format, okay? So just prefacing this, okay? It's not some random person. It's somebody who isn't a million miles away from the circles that these people run in. That's probably the best way of putting it. And Jen, do you want to sort of just start us off with this? Because we've looked at the picture, and again, to me, I couldn't understand why there was such a fuss being made about it. And now we're going to just discuss about what these allegedly are. And then we're going to come back and discuss it. Now, everyone who's watching, please understand that it's all right to have an open discussion on the internet. It's all right to have theories. It's all right to sort of guesstimate at what we think. This is all based off of information that's been handed to us. We've not pulled this out our bums, but this is an allegedly. And Jen, you wanna dive into that?
Yeah, I mean, I want to start by saying that I don't necessarily believe any of this. I can't get allegedly enough across here. This has just come from the source to I've you know, heard it with my ears, and I had to contact Ron and say, this is allegedly what is going on at the moment. So allegedly, again, I will repeat that word several times throughout this. Kate Middleton is not very well, let's just say poorly, due to a cotton wool diet. Now, I don't know whether many people know what that is, but you can easily Google that online. It is alleged that she has a eating disorder as such. And alongside that, there's more. So I've got pinpoints here. I thought it would go easier if I came across some pinpoints. And due to William's alleged affair, that it's been told to said source that this is all correct. Allegedly, they have a recording from one of Kate's nearest and dearest. So if you Google, I mean, our Willie's affair online, it does come up with a name. Obviously, we can't say that on this channel. And this is, I've heard, is all correct, allegedly. So, I mean, that is shocking stuff if it is true. It kind of goes alongside with what the episode of The Crown with Princess Diana, where they targeted her eating disorder, painted her in a bit of a bad light for Prince Charles. And I don't know, it's almost like history repeating itself.
Yeah, and again, for me, we wouldn't be sat here if I didn't think that the person talking about this had more to lose. You see what I mean? Like, it's interesting, okay? So, basically, allegedly, Prince William has been playing away from home, okay? It's been all over the newspapers. You just have to Google it. You'll get an insight there. And Catherine is obviously not happy. She has got herself ill over the situation. It could, and allegedly, I don't know, it could be other situations, could be the pressure, could be whatever. But this source basically says that it is eating-related disorder, illness, and that's what she's suffering from. And she believes, because of a conversation, it's directly linked to William allegedly having an affair. What? See, to me, look, when we go back to the picture now, okay, I think to myself, are they trying to hide what our hands look like and things like this? Are we going around areas where they're trying to make her look healthier than she is? I don't know. But what do you think? What do you think? Victoria, what's your reaction to hearing that? Because it is a massive statement. And I mean, a sad statement, but it's pretty mad. What do you take on it?
I'm quite surprised. I would say that with William, I've always thought he was such a gentleman, not a playboy, you know, very in love with Kate. So for me to hear that, it's a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
I mean, if it is true, then I do feel really bad for her. I don't particularly like women being picked on for their weight in general. I think that's not great for their mental health. But a lot of anorexia comes down from controlling what's going on around you. If you can't control your life, it's a mental illness more than anything else. So if she is in a struggle at the moment, you know, this would be where she would be at her darkest. So if she is anorexic and she's not well, then, you know, she's probably at this point from it can stem from trauma or something major going on in your life.
We've got to be careful, right? We've got to be careful because the words used were...
Don't use the A word.
Yeah, yeah.
I do apologize.
Eating disorder. So that could be anything. Do you see what I'm saying? It could be so many things. And jump into the common forms, I think we all kind of go there because that's where our brain's programmed to think. But I think in this case, it kind of makes sense that she may turn away in that car picture if there was something that could alarm the nation, maybe.
I think she was pissed that she had to be paraded like that. And that she's angry with the press because they're trashing an edited photo. And if you think about it, as you pointed out, Ron, not the faces were not altered. It was just the clothing of the children. And I would understand it if the faces had been heavily edited. But that's not the case.
I'll be honest. Just going full. This is just tinfoil hat again. Beep, 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 beep. This is just something pulled out Ron's ass. Beep, beep, beep. So when I look at the picture, it honestly looks like they've just taken four body doubles and then slapped the faces on, right? From an editing point of view, that is where I thought people were going to be talking about the editing. I'm not saying it is. There's no evidence of it. But that, it's weird. It's all a bit weird. And again, it means nothing. I'm just a guy on the internet talking. But
And I got to tell you something about eating disorders because I used to have one. You know, I'm trying to still get the pictures from my ex-husband because he stole all my pictures, all my family pictures and stuff. And I tried to get them when I was in Oslo. Because you can tell when somebody has an eating disorder. Let's look at Meghan Markle on Ozempic. You can look at Princess Diana when she had an eating disorder. When I had an eating disorder, your face changes completely. And if you have an eating disorder, like the one I have with the letter A, you don't eat the cotton balls because you really don't eat anything. You overexercise. You get up at 3 in the morning.
That's just one form. This was what I'm saying. That's one form.
I understand, but it still shows in the face, Ron. You can't hide in the face. Unfortunately, I remember that was one of the things I hated because your face goes really gaunt, really gaunt. You know, whereas Catherine doesn't have that. I just think she's a tall. And one of the things with my son, when my son was born, I lost so much weight running around after him. I lost so much weight. I didn't look like I gave birth, you know, with Henry, because I was picking him up. I was running with him. And Catherine has three kids, and she's a very, look at you with Ziggy. You have one kid, and I'm sure you're like, you have how many? And I mean, and you're full, or you're running around like crazy. I lost so much weight, and people thought that I was going back to my eating disorder. I said, no, I'm eating, I'm breastfeeding. I'm, you know, like.
But also, I mean, stress can make you lose weight anyway. I think if you're going through a really hard time, you don't eat. A lot of people don't. So it might not even be anything that extreme. It could be that she's run down, she's exhausted, and she needs a bit of time out.
Yeah.
Especially if she's going through allegedly what is happening. Maybe that's all it is. It might not be to the extremities that we've heard. It could just be a time out. I do know somebody, he was meant to be at an event, Prince William, recently, a Greek event, and he didn't turn up due to family issues. So there is something going on, but we don't have the exact answer.
Just so I can throw this in, right? So publicly, there is rumors about William having an affair. Okay? Publicly, there has been a lot of fishiness since December with where Catherine is. There's been official statements and all the rest of it. We haven't seen, let's be honest, the last couple of images, the Mother's Day picture and the picture of her going past, you can see why there's been such a massive public scrutiny, because it doesn't satisfy the want to know. And I think it stems from the want to know that everything's okay. Okay.
And I do got to ask why the public, I mean, we're guilty of it. We're on a live right now, but why the public feel we do need to know every single mother trucking thing about the royal family, what they're up to?
Well, I think when it comes to the traditional working royals, right, we're paying, you know, to have them around. Okay. Do you see what I'm saying? So if Catherine's not been doing anything royal based because she's ill, I think the people are invested in wanting to know if she's okay. She's the future queen. I think it's a bigger deal when it comes to William and Catherine than almost any of the other royals to the people, because these two are going to be the next longest standing monarchs, effectively, if you do the maths, right? And I think there's something going on. That's my official stance. I officially think there's something going on, and that's it.
100% there is something going on. Like, that's without a shadow of a doubt. And whether it is abdominal surgery, she is still recovering. You know, it might not have gone as well as everyone hoped. It might have gone bad. You don't know, because obviously they're not releasing this information for one reason or another. And they are trying to protect themselves, whether they are protecting themselves from family, as a family, should I say, or whether they're trying to, you know, hide something from the public, who knows? But either way, that they're not going to be able to do it in peace. So it's now, I guess, they're going to have to either drip feed the correct information into the public eye again, or something's going to come out that's just going to completely blow it out the water. We'll have to see.
You know what's really interesting, though? I'm going to put my two cents here. It's really interesting that nobody was making this much of a fuss. I don't mean us, but even the media, because right now I'm looking at, and people in the chat, oh, you're sugars because you're talking about this. Actually, this is a good conversation, because we're defending Catherine and we're trying to debunk those stupid rumors or whatever it is that people are saying. Yeah. So for me, it's incredible that nobody, the media in particular, were not this outraged, for example, at the lack of evidence of Meghan Markle's children, or the secrecy around that, or the bullying that she did, how it's covered up. You know, I feel that Catherine is being made to pay the accumulation of things that Palace have covered up. You know, the brother, and then Charles with his really weird friendships, the brother of Charles, Lord Mountbatten, I mean, Meghan, Harry's crap that they've hidden. So unfortunately, when it comes to Catherine, because she never puts her foot wrong, she's an easy target. And also because they thought that she's meek, and she's weak and vulnerable. And in the meantime, they're trying to destroy her marriage, her image, call her a liar and all kinds of things. Well, Meghan Markle has been pontificated as, oh, she's in love with Harry. We know that they can't stand each other. Nobody's talking about Harry screwing around in bars in California with blondes.
I don't think people care
and
as much.
Wait a minute. I can guarantee you. No, I don't think that is that they don't care. But they think two or three times talking about Harry and Meghan Markle. Then they talk because they're so litigious.
Let me just give you an example of what I mean by that. See, the people who aren't interested in Meghan and Harry, the people who are more hardcore into the royals, the true purists in this country, they care more about when anything happens along with William and Catherine. Doesn't matter if it's a photoshopped image, doesn't matter which way her head was turned in a car. People care because they care.
No, because we have to keep in mind, we have to put the whole picture one out here. Okay. Harry and Meghan, William and Catherine, are always being pit against Harry and Meghan. Look how happened. Right now, Harry and Meghan, we're hardly ever seen together. Now, right now, oh my God, they were in Uvalde, like ghouls. You know, they were in Uvalde with hugging, looking at each other lovingly. Oh, this one, I love you. Oh, darling. They're presenting an image that they're, oh, nobody can cheat on Meghan Markle except for the blondes at the bar in California. And one of them is an acquaintance of mine.
See, when you brought that up earlier,
I can give that fucking thing. I can give you this exclusive. My friend, and she's a friend of mine. You know, she is at a bar with Harry, and I can give you the name and everything. And she's blonde, well, dyed blonde, but she's still blonde. You know, and she has big boobs. He's chatting her up, Nobody's talking about that, you know what I mean? And she's like, man, you know, like I'm 50 something, you know, leave me alone. But she looks younger because she's had a lot of surgery. And it's like,
When you brought up earlier, Paula, about how Meghan and Harry look now in the news, it did ring psyop bells. I'm not gonna lie. But again, bringing Meghan and Harry into this is
unfortunate because this is what we have right now. People are pitting them because right now there's a huge campaign of bringing Harry and Meghan back. Because now, seriously, why do you think Catherine and William are very important or big news? Because the monarchy, there's hardly anybody. I mean, Camilla, we have Charles, you know. And then what do we have? 80s and 70-year-old ones. We have Sophie in it and Prince Edward. But other than that, what else is there? So you can clearly see a void. When Catherine is not around, I'm glad that she, and you, let me tell you something. This woman going into surgery must have already started feeling pressure that she was going into surgery. And that stress that if anything goes wrong, I can guarantee you she's feeling bad that she's sick. That's where we are, that this woman is feeling bad that she's sick because she's being criticized under pressure. So that's an added stress.
I mean, allegedly. I mean, we don't know anything. I'm just saying, allegedly, she might feel like that. She might not.
Have you seen the attacks on the press? Have you seen the attack by the press?
Yeah, well, listen. How the press react is one thing. I'm interested in what people have been saying personally across Twitter, across the internet. And the press might be attacking, but the people and I believe I stand in the genre of the people on this account, I genuinely feel like there's more of a concern for Catherine than anything else. I think the affair stuff, resonating similarities with what happened with Diana, not massively. I'm just saying, you know, affairs, all this kind of stuff, going to be queen, blah, blah, blah. There's some mirror in there. Again, I love a conspiracy, okay? I know it upsets some people, okay? But I do love a conspiracy. But from a serious note, I do feel like there's something fishy, okay? Whether it's maybe... And this is well within their rights. Maybe they have undersold their surgery or what was wrong, you know, just to keep us all calm. You know what I'm saying? Then there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a mountain of straws, okay? Not a huge, weighty thing. Do you see what I'm saying? I think it's a lot of little things that have got people's brains going. What affair? Well, there's an allegations of Prince William having an affair all over the news. Just type it into Google. So when you start adding up all these allegedlies and these parts that have got question marks over them, I think it builds an interest in this. And then once you've got a snowballing on the internet, that's when all kinds of things get speculated. What do you think, Jen?
I mean, I was just thinking then, like, about the Nostradamus book. I just looked around and had a peek at it, and it was like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do in my head. So what do you think, with the Nostradamus of theory, let's just say, it's the prophecy of the unlikely king, is this coming to life? Is it? Let me get it.
Harry coming back? Is that the
prophecy? Well, I don't know. It's open to interpretation, isn't it? Yeah, you can interpret it into whatever you goddamn want. But it's, I mean, it's all speculation, isn't it? But with Prince William and the affair, I don't know. I'm not sold on that.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because I think there could be an issue somewhere. Everyone can go through a rocky marriage and they could be having problems. But, or it could just be that she's still recovering from the operation. There are a thousand different reasons why she's not in the spotlight. But because she's not turning up to appearances, people are starting to question what's going on. And this picture adds fuel to the fire. It makes this seem a little bit more kind of distorted than what it could be. It makes it feel like there's more to it. And the picture hasn't helped.
How about this one? How about there was no affair? Okay, it's all been blown out of proportion by the media. Okay, she's actually totally fine. Okay, it was a really botched job on the editing, and we're all completely
tinfoil,
insane,
tinfoiled up. I mean, that is just as likely as well. I'm just saying. But when you hear information coming in like that.
From a reliable source.
Well, I mean, it's reliable in the sense that...
I'm not going to lie. The person who... The source in question has no reason. Absolutely 100%. No reason
to talk
out their bottom. And when I heard them on the phone, I'm rather... You know, obviously, I'm convinced that they have got this information. You know, I'm not saying I believe it or I take it as gospel or anything like that. I'm just saying that the source is reliable.
Yes.
So whoever said to the source, because obviously they haven't heard it from Catherine or William's mouth, whoever fed the source truly believes that's the case.
If we're going deep into the dramatization of our life and the movie of this, this could be somebody manipulating a source to hand over information just as much as it could be real, just to say, other than the fact that there's apparently a tape, okay? So the fact that there is a tape that comes into it, but doesn't that sound juicy that there's a mystery tape? Okay, I'm just saying. So I just want to cover all aspects of this because it's very easy to sort of fixate on one thing. I want to keep this rational. There is just as much evidence in the tinfoil madness side of this as there is in the everything's okay and we're blowing this out of proportion side. It's just... I think from the UK, we are way more from a perception of, is she okay? Is everything okay? Oh, my God, just take a selfie, Catherine. Oh, my God, just come to the window, Catherine. Do you see where I think that's...
Yeah, and then she comes to the window, they're going to say, why is she at the window and why is she not outside? If she goes outside, why is she outside? Why are they not putting inside? Hopefully. It's a horrible cycle. If I were Kate, what I would do? I would not allow her pictures. I would just post them on social media. And if the media wanted... they would sell it to them and they would donate that money to their charities because all these ghouls are making money out of their pictures. And I'm going to say something here because it's been on my mind a little bit, you know, like people are saying that Catherine is, I don't agree with how they handle things. The reason why they had to say something when Catherine's surgery happened, they probably wouldn't have said anything if the surgery had gone well. It is my take, but this is my personal take, that probably it was a scheduled routine procedure and something went terribly wrong, okay? I know somebody, and this is a relative of mine who had I'm not saying that Catherine was pregnant or anything, but she was just going to a routine scrape because she had a ectopic pregnancy. It was just a routine scrape just to take it out. I'm not saying Catherine was pregnant. And the doctor perforated. And I mean, and it was in the bowels, and it got filled her system. She had to be put in antibiotics. She almost nearly died. They cut a lot of the lower intestines, and it got rough, guys. And this person was on basically out of the system for out of commission for almost 3 months because they had to clear this. I'm not saying that this happened to Kathy.
No, but it's,
but
it's,
what I'm saying is the following. They had to say something because she had engagements. These people had a full agenda.
Yeah.
They had engagements, so they knew that they would have to cancel. This is why they had to say something. What I don't agree is how they handle it. What they said when they said, well, what's a planned surgery? Because even people like me were on the, wait a minute, you guys plan everything. If this was planned, why did you organize all these? They were even going to go to Italy, I believe. So to me, that is the mistake they made. Had they been honest and said, you know what? She had a routine. She went in for a routine thing that should have been, if it probably had gone correctly, we wouldn't have even heard about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then things happen and she's, you know,
no, I completely it can happen.
But they didn't do that. They didn't do that. And people like me, that creates more doubt. So now with this picture, again, given everything in the past, how much they covered up about Meghan, about Charles, about Anne, you know, his brother, about everybody, about Harry. So it's an accumulation of things that it reaches up a fever pitch when it gets to a stupid picture, which is badly edited. Because Catherine and William are the kind of people that people say they're very normal. You suddenly see them and they're buying right next to you in the supermarket. You don't think royalty does that, but she's right there, you know, buying the groceries, you know, or driving her kids. And this is the thing.
Paula, I just want to say, everybody, I get it. Right. I get it. I just have this weird, it's a spidey sense thing. I just feel like there's something odd going on. Right. And
go on, Ron. I want to hear, what do you feel? What do your spidey senses feel is going on here?
I don't know. I don't know how, well, I don't know what I think about the affair stuff. You know, speculations are speculations. You just got to look at the Russell Brand documentary and know how you can just print something or run a story and, you know, allegedly in there, quite similar to what we're doing right now. But I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm only worried about Catherine from being worried about her point of view, if I'm being honest with you. I think the picture is weird. Okay, it's weird, and again, it's lots of little things. There's no one massive thing where I'm like, we need to focus on this. It's lots of little tiny things, okay, that when you put them all together and you've been doing investigations for a long time, you sort of think to yourself, okay, let me put it like this, okay, if this wasn't Catherine, okay, and this was Sheila from your work, okay, you've not seen her since December. Okay, she's not posted anything, she's not put any pictures of herself up, and she went in for, you know, some surgery. Would you be concerned about Sheila from your work? I think we might be talking a bit about Sheila at lunchtime, like, where the fuck is Sheila? Like, what is going on? Like, do you see what I'm saying? when we take away all of the attachment to the royals and the hypocrisies and all this madness, and we just look at it, would we care about Sheila if it was Sheila? What do you think in the side chat? What do you think? Because I think we'd be chatting at lunchtime about Sheila. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And then I'd next be asking about why Sheila's husband's being pictured with all these different women.
But you know, the whole point, the thing, for example, the story about this affair thing, it was the person who started the rumor admitted that it was a joke. And it was a guy. And he never thought people would take it seriously. But because it involved Catherine and William, he even went to the papers and said, listen, I was joking at a birthday party or a party we were at, and I just let it slip. Catherine was last year at Rose's state going to a concert. They even party together. You know what I mean? And Pippa named her daughter.
They're friends. I'm just going to put this out there. So if Rosa and Catherine are friends, what about Diana and Camilla being pictured together?
No. But wait a minute. That is different because Diana was never friends with Camilla. Camilla was friendly to her and was all over in her business, which there's a big difference. You can clearly see how uncomfortable Diana looked around Camilla. And then Camilla forcing herself to, oh, let's have lunch together to question her and stuff.
Charles was always in love with Camilla from the beginning, and he didn't really want to marry Diana. That was
no, he should have.
Well,
he should have had some balls and do it.
It was forced upon him because
no, that's not true. Absolutely not true. Listen,
No, it was. It was.
His I have it here. I'm actually going to do a video about it.
Let me speak. His grandmother set up the marriage with Diana because they wanted her to marry a virgin, and that was the initial process. The royal family at the time had to marry a virgin, and because Diana was a virgin, she was set up with Charles, and that was through both the grandmothers.
Okay,
it was a forced marriage.
I'm going to read you directly from Charles' authorized biography by Dimbleby in 1994. This is Charles' authorized this biography, and he later did an interview about it. The book said Prince Charles did not know Lady Diana Spencer very well before asking her to marry him. He did so because Prince Philip, and I'm going to explain to you the background as to why Prince Philip had this chat with Charles, okay? He did so because Prince Philip pressed him and said he had one of two options, either to offer his hand in marriage, thereby pleasing both his family and the country, or to end their relationship immediately for the sake of her honor. And Charles admits that he interpreted that as being ordered to do that. And you know why this conversation happened? 3 months prior, keep this in mind when people talk about Meghan leaking information to the press. Keep in mind that, remember that train story that a blonde went to see Charles? And everybody assumed it was Princess Diana, Lady Diana. And Diana was outraged. No, that's not me, because she knew, of course, it wasn't her. Charles' phone made a phone call from the royal train to Camilla, asking her to come and see him. Only two, not even his bodyguards knew. Only two people knew she was going to go and see Charles. Charles and Camilla. Camilla phoned Stuart Higgins. He admitted all of this, but we people don't have it. He admitted that she phoned him. This is why you have that grainy picture, because she wanted Diana to know that she was going to go see Charles. This is why the story. And so because people started to speculate, and yeah, this is absolutely admitted. So Diana found out that Charles, but this is the thing that people, you know, there's a big difference if your father tells you because of the sake of the honor, because what happened 3 months ago, that people are assuming you're screwing this woman, young woman, for the sake of her honor. If you're not serious about her, dump her. Break up because her honor. Because Camilla.
At that time, it was that he couldn't have married Camilla because she
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He was having an affair with Kanga. He was having an affair with Kanga. He was having an affair with this Canadian lady who sold the letters for a very good money, which were verified letters. So Camilla wasn't the only one.
That's true.
I can tell you, Soap for Nothing is posh boys are naughty boys. Just saying.
it's one of those things. It's interesting to hear two polar opinions. And the side chat is like split 50-50. Do you know what I mean? So obviously it's one of these things where you're going to believe one or the other. Do you know what I'm saying? But the point, whether you believe one or the other, isn't relevant. The bigger picture is relevant. I just want to commend the side chat for there being so many different opinions and for you all to conduct yourself so politely around such differing opinions. For the internet, you're a very, very class side chat. And for me, again, I just want to reiterate, the focus of this chat was to go over this photo.
Sidetrack.
You know, like I find that this is already a lot of pressure on Catherine, and I feel that she's being made the scapegoat for all the sins of the royal family. What I am really angry is that William allowed this. I don't think she should have ever put a statement apologizing at all over badly editing a picture. Because the crime here, apparently, is not that she edited the picture, but it was badly edited. Or what? You know, if she had edited the faces, people would have gone, oh, why did she edit the faces? But instead of editing the sleeves, probably she wanted, maybe the kids were all moving around and you know, and she just wanted things to look perfect. I don't know. But it's just, you know, again, you say, like, people are saying, why doesn't she give a selfie? People are going to go, oh, why is she giving a selfie? And she gives a selfie with William. Why is she giving a selfie with William and not with the kids? A selfie with the kids. Why a selfie and not a professional? I mean, there's always, you know, if you give a mouse a cookie, the mouse will come back for milk. If you give him milk, then he'll want another cookie. It's a never endless cycle.
I just want to say something. I've just spotted something really weird in this photo. Okay. So I just want to throw out there, right? Is there a possibility? What is this? Not the back of a chair we're seeing here, right? In this reflection.
Or is it a ghost?
Well, no, I mean, where are their reflections?
Because it's a side window. I can see from here. Look, that looks like garden furniture.
Yeah.
I feel, or can you see the my house? Cursor? Can you see my cursor? I feel like in this window here, we should see something.
Can you enhance it? Can you make it larger?
Yeah, hang on a second. Yeah, I'll zoom in. And again, okay, we're just playing around with photos on the internet this year. This does not mean, okay, anyone's being cloned or anything mad. We're just looking at some stuff. All right, I've zoomed in. Right, 1 second. Okay, because I just think it's just an odd one. So I kind of feel in here we should be seeing some reflection of something. Maybe I'm not. I'm just saying. It's pointing something out. It's just odd. And do you know, zooming in doesn't help. I really feel like when it's zoomed out, you get a better...
I want to say it's because of the angle of the window, because if the window was flat, so obviously flat behind him, you would see the reflection. But because it is at
that weird angle.
Yeah.
What I don't understand why would Kate be editing her photo that was going out for Mother's Day herself? It would be somebody else, surely.
Correct. That is, so I don't get to that. Me, that especially is the Scooby-Doo. That is literally the Scooby-Doo episode answer you're given. Oh, she was, you know, she was taking pictures and she takes her wee SD card and she goes into the house and she slaps it in the computer, opens Photoshop, and away she goes, sends it off to the press offerings, bam. Maybe. I don't know. The royals are skint. Maybe they've had to cut back on editing. Maybe they're all Photoshopping their own stuff now. I don't know. But
they'll be hiring you soon, Ron.
Nah, you're all right.
What was it you were saying, Paula, about the shares in Adobe?
Oh, yeah.
It's reported that the metadata said that the picture, they even apparently you can find it, the metadata, whether what kind of camera, what kind of thing, apparently it's a Canon camera, and that it was saved on Adobe Photoshop. So the shares of Adobe went up.
Yeah. I'll tell you now, though, the more I look at this, the more weird it looks. And I'm not saying there's anything going on here. It's just, you know, when you look at something for too long and you start seeing things that you weren't there before, like staring at clouds and shit. Like,
it's a game of spot the difference, isn't it? Where's Wally? It's you keep noticing inconsistencies.
It is what it is. You know, I think she just wanted to present that picture that we're all okay. Let me tidy up my kids' clothes so they look, you know, like tidy, because they're probably playing outside the garden, clearly running around, because we see that they like the outdoors, you know. And let me just tidy up how my kids look, because maybe Charlotte's hand was weird, you know, maybe whatever. But if you look at the editing, it's around the clothing of her kids, not even her zipper, you know. She didn't even care very much about that, but it's and she just wanted to present the picture of, we're okay, I am okay, my kids are with me, my kids are happy.
I'm just saying,
With Royal Daily Tea, by the way, because they wanted to give we are just a family, no formal pick, husband takes, and she edits it. I believe good intentions, but it should not been allowed to be out without proper editing. I agree with that. I agree that whoever, somebody should have supervised that.
Again, I wonder how many thousands of images have been released like this that are just as badly edited, but because of all of the preordained tiny little straws, this is just another straw, and there's so many nitpicky things to criticize, everyone's just went bananas with this.
Mm-hmm. Bananas.
So for me, it's a weird picture. I don't know why it's weird. Would I have thought it was weird if there wasn't all this madness surrounding it? I don't know. But I've been forced to look at it, and if you'd put a gun to my head and told me what is the Photoshop editing of this, I would have been like, all their faces are fake and they've been slapped on body doubles. Because the more you look at those three kids' faces, the more it looks like someone's just went with an oval cutter in Photoshop, taken it from one image and slapped it on a body double. Okay, allegedly. I'm not saying that's what I think before y'all start going bananas again in the side chat. It's not what I'm actually saying. And I just want to say, I hope everything is okay. I hope, and what you're saying as well about how this image was taken, it is an off-the-cuff family photo. I totally agree. It's a lovely moment.
What do you think, Victoria? I mean, what do you think? I think you're the youngest of all of us. What do you think?
Personally, for me, I'm not very good at looking at photos and finding anything funny or different with them. So when I saw that photo, I was like, well, what is wrong with the photo? I'm not the type of person to find scrutiny.
I actually rang Victoria and I said, do you want me to send you it? I was like, do you want me to send you the inconsistency? Do you want me to send you the mistakes? She was like, I can't see them.
Okay. So there's another theory going around. That it's from Vogue, right? You've all heard this series, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the full Vogue spread. Okay, I'm going to just open the images. So let's just for a minute go down this avenue, because it is another theory that's out there that she has had an image from Vogue superimposed onto this one. And, you know, tinfoil hats. Let's go with the tinfoil hats. Nothing wrong with that. Love a bit of tinfoil hat. So let's just have a look here. So, original image is here, like this, and then we're in. Okay, so here, just for reminder again, is the image. All right. You can concentrate on Catherine's face here. Now, here is the Vogue cover. So people are saying it was from Vogue. Now, people might think then, do they mean the cover? Now, personally, I'm not thinking that's the image. There were other images in the Vogue spread, like this one and this one. So if we had to pick one out of these three, I mean, arguably, I would probably say this one, you know, it's more front on, she's smiling, all the rest of it. But is it this image? I don't think so.
But I think it's a different Vogue image. So in the chat, they're saying it's a different Vogue image.
Apparently it is that one. I watched Instagram video and this photo genius, quote unquote, morphed the cover into this photograph you see there. And I mean, he did a good job of editing, but allegedly it was that exact photo that was morphed together.
Okay, so when we talk about morphing then, you would layer two images on top of each other and imagine the top layer being the image that you're playing around with. It almost turns the image into like a Play-Doh. So you can move it around, shift it ever so slightly, and then Photoshop will actually just sort of reconstruct roughly where things should be based off you moving them around a little bit. So there's that possibility as well. Could be aliens. I'm just saying. Could be the Mongolian hit squads. I don't know. But there's a lot of weird things around this. But is it just public hysteria? Do you think? Here, let me just put this to you, Zol. Are we seeing something where there's nothing?
100%.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Or it's AI generated. I don't know.
AI generated is one thing, right? But let's
give you extra arms and stuff. I've got an AI generator that took me, made me absolutely flawless, but it gave me like an extra arm in some of them.
If you work with AI, they don't like fingers and they don't like arms. Okay, So I'm just saying, fingers and arms, they're not. You get a lot of like this going on when people are holding hands and things like that. It's odd. So we're not here to sort of go down the AI road, okay? But interesting on the face morphing when it comes to laying images on top of each other. Do we think this is a situation where we're seeing something and nothing? Paula, what do you think? Do you think everyone in the UK, all of this hysteria is really us seeing something when there's nothing there.
You know what it is? I think that let's assume for 1 second that Catherine is going through something.
Okay,
yeah. I believe that this woman has given the UK and the Commonwealth how many years?
Wads.
And not only that, she's behaved perfectly. She's been loyal to a fault with the royal family, to the monarchy, to Her Majesty the Queen. And you guys know that I adore the Queen. And, you know, so I'm a Queenist. So not Camilla, but the Queen, like the Queen, you know. But Catherine has given us so much of her personal life. This is a woman, you know, who's going through a lot just because of who she married. And in spite of doing everything right, people are still hating on her, which is, and the problem that I'm thinking, if Catherine is having issues, health issues, all of the media that the media is doing, you know how Meghan Markle complained, oh my God, everybody said was bullying me online while I was pregnant. Nobody, no social media. The press was not, nobody. Oh, we, the YouTubers, were calling her out for her, that coke flicking that she was doing, that manic coke flicking. I can tell you that as a pregnant woman, I don't know about you, Jen, but for me, I wouldn't want to expose my belly, not because I was ashamed, but because I wanted to protect. It's a protective thing. You don't go like.
Yeah, but who's hating on Catherine? This is what I'm saying. For me,
The media has been brutal. They have shamed her as though she has committed a crime. And so this is like, she's brought shame. She's broke trust with the monarchy. The monarchy has to be believed. But wait a minute.
I'm getting
well. Monarchy has to be believed, not because of this picture. Let's talk Meghan Markle, them hiding that bullying report. Oh, we're going to conduct a bullying report, but we're not going to disclose it. The brother of the king doing those things, the king himself with his very shady friendships. I mean, we can go a list of things that they have covered up, you know, and you know, Sarah not going to jail, the Fergie not going to jail for that thing that she was caught doing, you know, selling access for cash. And God knows, they have covered up Harry, what they've covered about Harry's racism and all kinds of, they've covered up so much, but they want to pinpoint at Catherine. Oh, Catherine. Yeah, Catherine is the bad one. And I find that they're doing that because she's not royal. Because that's how they let things get away with Charles, with Harry, with William. But because she's not royal, she's pounded on more.
Everybody likes Kate. I think Kate's got a really, really good reputation. Everyone I speak to loves Kate. I think they're just more concerned about where she is, what's going on.
It's welfare check vibes.
Yeah, I think so. I really don't think that they have anyone has a dislike for Kate. She's very, she's always turns up. She has this great respect for the royal family. She's pretty much, thrust herself into the family, does everything they ask. She follows protocol all the time. Yeah. She's pretty much the ideal person to be in the royal family because she hasn't really got an opinionated voice. She wants to fit in with them and blend. And she conducts herself really well. So I don't think anyone has any hatred for Kate. I think everybody really likes her. And she's a normal family. Well, more normal than the royals anyway.
Yeah, Victoria, have you seen, for example, Talk TV? They have done like these very shameful things. Oh, give us what the public thinks of what Catherine did. I mean, oh, she made things worse. And I'm like, she made things worse by apologizing. No. Oh, yeah. Talk TV. And Talk TV, GB News, they're doing polls asking people, do you think that the scandal? I mean, this photo has overshadowed proper news. It's like, what do you think that Catherine? It's always Catherine. It's not the palace. Oh, she shouldn't have done. Nobody's talking that she apologized. You know, the media who took down a picture that was just badly edited. And they gave a kill notice. Oh, and they don't come out and say, you know what, ma'am? Okay, you admitted that you had badly edited. We're gonna and you've said that it is a real picture, but just badly edited. We're wrong with it, and we accept the apology. They haven't done that, and they're not done that.
I think what you're saying there is interesting because we've got the media, that is one side of this, right? And then we've got the people, the general people, who have an opinion on this. And I genuinely feel this from the people is more of a concern. It's interesting, though, how brutal the press and the media are covering this, Paula, because that is not my vibe at all on this.
Go on YouTube.
Let's attack Catherine, right? Sure, I mean, you could quite easily, if you wanted to, twist stuff and be like, oh, we demand to see this and da-da-da-da, all this kind of stuff, right? But nah, I actually agree with what you're saying. How many years has she been a perfect royal? How many times? But here's another thing. If she was in trouble, right? And I'm not saying she is. You know, our love for this perfect royal is what's driving us to want to be able to do, you know, welfare check, which we can't do. And if it was Sheila from The Office, I'm just saying, we'd probably be talking. So I just want to make sure everyone understands that this isn't an attack on Catherine. It isn't an attack on William. It's a discussion about this photograph. It's given our opinions on public reportings that have gone on what allegedly William could have done. And it's us diving into the source information that has been handed to the channel. And I think it's an interesting one because it doesn't involve William and Harry. And a big one in the chat for us actually talking about something that isn't just Meghan and Harry, because that's been a wonderful.
And you know what I think was the shock is that Catherine did something that nobody does in this nowadays. She took accountability. I screwed up. I apologize. Move on. But instead, why did she apologize? Why did
to me is the fishy part. Why was she photoshopping it herself? Who does that?
It's because probably she doesn't trust people. Maybe she doesn't trust people to do it. I mean, she wanted to do it herself.
But why does she have the option? I'm just saying. It just seems
she's the princess of the United Kingdom, and she has the option to do whatever the hell she wants.
That is also a good point. Again,
we're going to go back to why is the media so obsessed at this present moment with putting the princess in such a bad light?
I don't know if she's being put in a bad light, though. I'm not sure. I do just think that there is something else. Maybe they're pushing William in a different direction. If he has allegedly done what they say he's done, maybe they're putting all the focus onto Kate at the moment to take the spotlight off of him. But I feel like everybody wants a piece of the royals. They've been, you know, our bloodline before 1066. It's like we are invested in them and they bring money to the country. Let's not forget. I know we pay them, but they also bring a lot of money to England, or the UK. So they're important people and we do feel like they're part of our lives, really. So if it is, you know, I think if there's something bigger going on, then maybe pushing the spotlight towards Kate rather than on William, allegedly. I don't know, but that's my opinion.
Victoria, you know, like I was, while you were talking, I was looking on YouTube, you know, the headlines of, for example, GB News, and they're going, brave William gives first speech after, you know, Catherine's admission of guilt. I mean, brave William. Yes, his first speech at Earthshot Prize. Brave William is facing, I mean, all of these things, how brave William is, you know, after the fallout from the picture. And Catherine apologizes. It was her, but did she apologize correctly? And give the original picture. I mean, all of these things. The public, who's to blame? Most of the, and the funny thing is that the interviews that they do is mostly Americans. They're not British people that they interview. Oh, she made things worse. You know, why would she say that? You know, blah, blah, blah. She should come clean it. You know, it's like, excuse me.
Who cares if it's a Photoshop photo? I don't care that it's not correct. It's
that's just not easy to see.
This is the thing.
Big deal.
What is the big deal about this image? I need to just circle back again because now I'm just going to contradict everything I've just said, okay? Because it's the little straws again, okay? It's all of these little things. It's where is she? Why did she turn away? What's going on with this photo? Blah, blah, blah. But then again, she has been a perfect royal and deserves that. But then again, we can't do a welfare check. It's one of those ones. And my head is...
But the thing is like, okay, let me put it this way. Isn't it even illegal for somebody to be forced to disclose their medical information? Aren't you entitled? She's not the next monarch. She might be in the future, but she's not the monarch right now. She is a private citizen doing a very public service work. She has said, I really stand by this. The palace... Whoever the PR person is did a shitty job saying it was a planned thing. Clearly not. Because, you know, even if it was a planned thing, they should have said, you know what?
This is the surgery.
There were complications. And, you know, and because of these but she's okay, but she will need recovery. I believe, like, you know, Victoria, like you say, like, that there was already so many things before Catherine that unfortunately, when it came Catherine was the one that broke the camel's back, you know, and because she's not royal, because look at all the frenzy. When Charles screws up, oh, the king, they always look for fault. But you already have a predisposition. People still call her Kate Middleton. She hasn't been Kate Middleton for how many years? You know, like, there's already a predisposition that she's not royal. You don't hear Beatrice or Eugenie being attacked like this. No. Or Harry. Or anybody.
When you marry into the royalty, it is harder because you have more to prove and you have to represent probably with more grace and, you know, more dignity.
And they're not protected.
And it comes to me.
Yeah. Hello to me.
How are you doing to me?
Hi.
What, like, have you been listening or are you just jumping in?
No, I'm just jumping in. Sorry. Catch me up.
So we're kind of just going over, are we seeing something in nothing with this photo? We've gone over the public coverage of the alleged affair that William could have had, which then leads into some information that was handed to the channel by a source. Again, is that source being manipulated? Who knows? I'm not saying that we can, you know, nobody would know. But it presents a weird link between the Williams affair, potential disorder involving Eton and Catherine. And it was a weird bit of information to be handed. And when you start then looking at what the media is saying, it's interesting if there's a blanket attack being put out there. Because if you don't think that when it comes to putting out false narratives, that people aren't fed information to refeed without their knowledge, it's one of them. But this source, like you say, had a tape that... It kind of gave a little bit of credibility to everything that was said. But again, you never know. So what's your feelings on what Catherine has went through, what the speculations are, how the media have been, and where do you stand to me on this whole thing, if you know what we're even referencing?
I think that Catherine has gone through the most since she's been in her 20s, since she met William, since she's been a royal girlfriend, transitioning into a royal fiance, transitioning into a royal wife. And for the past 20 years, she has never in her life said, like, back off, leave me alone, F off. Like, yep. You guys can take your cameras and shove them, or this family can. She could have easily pulled a Meghan and Harry and said, I can't deal with this anymore, I'm leaving. But she has not. You know what I mean? Like, when people say she hasn't put a foot wrong, she has not, never explained, never complained. Like, even her family, like, other than her uncle, which, like, is not really, he's not really part of the family like that. Like, he's not close to the family, is what I've heard. But her parents, her brother, her sister, have not ever said, oh, the media and the royal family, oh, marrying into the royal family is the worst mistake my sister made. Like, James never said that. You know what I mean? She's a loving wife. She's a loving mom. And I think that, you know, when she and William broke up and the paparazzi, like, spit on her or whatever because she broke up with William or whatever the case was back in the days, apparently, like, they broke up and she was dating other very handsome, well-established men, and he was doing his thing dating other women, of course, because that's young love. You break up, you get back together, whatever, and they got married. I think when they got married till death do us part, which is what you're supposed to say or what you say on your wedding day, right? And so I think whatever obstacles they've gone through, they're very private people, you know what I mean? And I think I'm gonna be the devil's advocate and say, even if Meghan, for example, got cheated on, I'm not like, oh, spill the tea, sis, spill the tea. What happened? Like, being cheated on is terrible. If it did happen, it's terrible. And even with the Rose Hanbury rumors, there's nothing that I would have, like, seeing the pictures of let's say, for example, Rose Hanbury, because that's what I know about with the cheating rumors, right? I don't know about the new situation, but, like, them being together at a party. There are couples that are friends with each other all the time. You know what I mean? Like, your wife is friends with the whatever and all that. And, like, seeing them together in a public setting, why would somebody see those pictures and speculate, oh, he must have slept with her because she has brown hair like his wife. Like, what do you mean? You know what I mean? So like,
oh, I get what you're saying 100%. Yeah. Plus as well, their names are so heavy to me that just, you know, making a phone call to a press room as an anonymous source who is within that scene, it may be more common than we think when people put false information out.
I think that also people like to kick people when they're down, right? I think people like to kick people when they're down. And I think because Catherine has been out of the public eye for, 2 months, 3 months, whatever it was since January, and everyone's like, where's Kate? Where's Kate? People want clout. Like, people really want clout. Like, I just think that for whatever reason, they think it's okay to, like, when I used to be a fan of Meghan Markle, right? People would call Catherine the mute because she doesn't talk. Like, she does her thing, but she's not running up in front of the cameras, give me the microphone like Meghan. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it's like, I just feel like, let's say that the tables were turned, right? And Meghan got surgery or whatever and was like, oh, I really want privacy, like I got surgery. I would not be like, oh, let's go get a camera crew and stand outside the house and go to Montecito and like camp out and see at the Montecito hospitals and see if Meghan's gonna come out. Like that, like what do, I don't know, I guess the British press, the people who are criticizing her, what do they want more? What more do they want for her? Do they want her to be ratchet? Like, do they want her to be ghetto? Do they want her to like go do a tell-all interview and be like Meghan and be a strong woman? And or are they mad because she's
I think it's just people are a bit concerned. I mean, the press is one thing.
She already said, she already put out a statement that I went and got surgery. I'm coming back at this time frame. Because if I said, oh, guys, I'm taking a social media break and I'll be back June 2nd. And people are knocking on my door saying, where the hell are you? I already told you.
Like, yeah, I know, but we're talking about a tweet that she made that she signed off with the letter C. Okay, when we talk about public statement, does she? I mean, I've never seen her send a tweet. This is the thing. We're talking about an establishment here. And when we start getting into the nitty-gritty of possible conspiracy, possible foul play, possible misconception, we have to rule out what we can prove and what we can bring to the table as fact. And I'm sorry, but it would be more than, you know, the possibility that fake tweets can be put out and all of that. We can agree that would definitely be a possibility from the royals.
Like, I just feel like, I'm a person who is, I'm a known so-called conspiracy theorist. Everybody who knows me personally knows I do believe in so-called conspiracies. Okay. However, I personally don't think that she's deceased. I don't think she's in a coma. I don't think William beat her into a coma. I don't think that William got mad because she had an affair and beat her into a coma, and that they're gonna do a what is that movie where they have that old man that they stand up, there's some movie where they have like this old man and they put sunglasses on him and try to act like he's alive, like some comedy movie, I think from the early 90s. I don't remember. But like, I don't believe it's a body double. I don't believe that's Pippa Middleton in the car with the sunglasses. I just personally think the woman had surgery, that she's recovering from abdominal surgery. I think after freaking 20 years of being hounded by the media, if she takes 3 months off, she deserves privacy. When Camilla just said, oh, I'm tired, I've been filling in for the king, I'm going on vacation, did people run after her to wherever the hell she went after her private jet and say, "What? Where is she really going? It's a conspiracy. She's probably going to drink adrenochrome." No, they just said, all right, dude, she's tired. Like, all right.
I get it. And I just want to say, Debbie Campbell, you win comment of the evening. I'm not putting it up, but you definitely win the comment of the chat. That was a banger.
Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah, that's the movie. Yeah,
yeah. But, you know, I agree with Tumi on this. For example, they said that she'd be back after Easter, right?
Yeah.
I understand, but listen. I understand this amount of questioning. If we already went past Easter and Catherine wasn't showing up.
Yeah.
But we're not.
I want something hand signed on embossed paper, right? Not a tweet. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Did they have your address wrong?
They probably do. Okay. Just look me up. Just Ron. You know, just it's all good. But I think that for me, this was never, I'm not here going, what is she doing? I deserve answers, pushing any blame on Catherine at all. I'm genuinely invested in this from a concerned citizen. I'm a concerned citizen. Do I have any reason to mistrust Catherine? No. Do I have any reason to question the official statements and narratives put out by the royal family? Yes.
Okay. But they also have used their initials on posts before, on Instagram, on wherever. Like they have just W and C,
yeah.
Whatever.
I'm they just have. Saying, yeah. I spent way too many years with the glasses half empty attitude. Maybe I'm projecting that here. If it was Sheila from The Office, I would be doing a welfare check, if you know what that is in the UK, where you phone and the police go around and they're like, is everything okay?
We have that in America too, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. So if it was Sheila from The Office, I'm sure somebody would have done that by now. But again, there's so many different avenues to bring into this on the tinfoil hat side. I fully understand Paula's point of view.
I just want to say this. So, like, I even said the other day to my friend that people want Catherine to be, because I think that we've learned to appreciate her way more because of the whole Meghan and Harry just being so crass and all that. I'm not trying to take over the panel, but I just feel like and in this age of TikTok and everybody tweeting everything and live streaming everything, do they want this woman to show up in hospital bandages and live stream from the hospital and say, hi guys, I just came out of surgery, you know, it went well, thank God, and you know, I'm here in my, with the tubes coming out of her nose, like, why doesn't she deserve privacy? Like someone said in the chat, what about the statement that she's coming back after Easter, don't people understand? And like Paula said, she said, if it was the month after Easter, May, June, July, and she's just not here, then people would be like, okay, and okay, like, all right, like.
I get that point too. But if you're going to be part of the royal family and be a public figure and then do something even remotely weird, there's a good chance we're going to talk about it on the internet. Okay,
yeah, it's okay to talk about it. It's okay. I'm not saying I wouldn't be on this panel if I didn't feel like it was okay, not okay to talk about it. But like, for crying out loud, like,
Yeah, I tell you what, how about this one? Whatever your opinion is on this, can we all agree we hope Catherine is super safe, super happy, super well? William is the baller superstar that we all want him to be. All the rumors are false and they're living together happily ever after, some fairy tale shizzle. If that's what you hope the end result is, put one in the side chat. Doesn't matter what, you know, your opinions are on this. You just respect each other because we're adults, and regardless of what you've learned off Twitter, believe it or not, adults can coexist in a world where our opinions differ. I know, just let it sink in for a second, but it's true. Okay. So
another thing, I don't know about you guys in the UK, but for example, in many countries, in Norway or other places, when you go on sick leave, nobody calls you and you have a period of sick leave. Yeah. Right? You don't have your work harassing you, calling, when are you coming back to work? We haven't heard from you. Especially, for example, on sick leave, they say, okay, you have 60 days sick leave or maternity leave, whatever. They don't call you because you are on sick leave. They respect that you are. I mean, is that like that in the UK? I remember because I live in the UK.
I get your analogy, but it's the flipping future queen. I get your, I mean, I guess it's just as relevant as
she
was.
She's not a future queen. She's a future queen, but she is right now. We're talking about a medical issue. Again, my point is that unfortunate, because Catherine is not of royal blood, people are making it a bigger deal than it is. And they pound on her. Whereas if it were a real royal, and this goes to reinforce the idea of what she goes through, because she's not royal, you know? Because if it were, for example, William, who said, you know what? I edited, I photoshopped it. Oh, that's okay, sir. We understand. Because it's Catherine putting it out. What do you think, Victoria?
I've just got to stop this. This is probably the best comment I've seen in the chat. Is Kate's biggest scandal is an edited photo. Come on, guys.
Well, I do have another one. So what All about right. the photo that she had when she was topless in Australia? Do you remember that photo?
Oh, yeah, on her honeymoon. Yeah, with the French couple.
Yeah, was it Australia? I can't remember.
Italy. They were on honeymoon in Italy.
And they did shut that all down. So they were quick to stop that from being released, right? But it was released in Australia, is that correct?
Italy. I think in Italy or France on the tabloid.
Italy, yeah. Italy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Definitely, yeah. Definitely coming out in Italy. Definitely.
Yeah. No, because because you know why though, Victoria? Because they expected privacy. They were not in public place. They were not doing public duties.
Yeah.
And they clearly they had to use a long lens because they were blurry and it was a naked, you know, like nudist.
Yeah. And again, no big deal, right? I mean, you're sunbathing on a private beach on holiday with your husband. Okay.
I think they do protect her though. I'm pretty sure the only person they haven't protected is Meghan. I think they've gone all out for Meghan. But with Kate, I think she's probably had the most protection out of probably even Diana.
I can hear the fire burning in Paula M's soul there when you said that.
No, I don't think that Meghan was protected. It's kind of hard to protect her. They protected her a lot, Victoria. The problem is that when you have so many lies that she says, and she didn't stop. You know how she just stopped with the lies? But did you see the emails between her and Jason Kanoff? I mean, people kept telling her, stop it. Stop. I mean, there's a whole chapter on Samantha Markle on finding freedom. And then Meghan says, I don't talk about her. And then we have all, and Jason Kanoff only showed a couple of emails because there's a bunch of emails about between her. So when you get caught lying and she goes to Fiji and says that, oh, I pay for my own school. And like, excuse me? Or when she says that she worked at the U.S. Embassy in Argentina. I worked in embassies. She didn't. And her father has already confirmed it was an internship that he paid for 5 weeks. So that's not working at an embassy. You know what I mean? Or when she says she's fluent in Argentinian. I fucking speak Spanish. There's no such thing called Argentinian. It's Spanish. You know, and then she says that we laugh about it. And then, you know, she goes to meet Michael Bublé, and his wife is from Argentina, and she can't even speak with her because, oh my God, I forgot. And then she claims she got a degree in international relations at Northwestern University. Northwestern University has already confirmed to me in writing plenty of times that there's no such degree, there's no such major in international relations. And to graduate with that major, you need to speak at least 3 languages fluently, very proficiently. For sure, she would remember, hola, ¿cómo estás? Hello, how are you? Or get me a beer. But yeah, you know, to forget for everything. Or, you know, when she goes on. So the problem with Meghan is that there were so many lies and she was attacking her relatives behind the scenes from what we've seen, that it's kind of hard. And when they tell her, stop lying, but she couldn't help herself. She went on lying because she's hell-bent. Right now, we had her doing this dish soap story again on XXSW. When her father has already debunked that. And it wasn't that she Nickelodeon. You know, that's another thing. Actually, that's a good point that I want to thank one of my subscribers, because he said, if indeed Procter & Gamble had decided to change their entire marketing strategy because of a young kid, that would have been a great commercial for Procter & Gamble. But Mr. Markle had to contact this high executive at Nickelodeon to do this commercial so his little princess wouldn't feel left out.
I'll be honest, right? There'll be plenty of time for slapping Meghan and Harry on Friday. Right, let's just dial this back again.
Let's invite Victoria on Friday to the Royal Mess. Come and join us, Victoria.
Victoria comes over. That's the beauty of it, though. It's one of those things. We can all sit here and try and protest that we know better than each other, or our opinions or whatever differ. But really, we only know what's been put out there. It's okay to speculate. It's all right to have an opinion. It's all right to discuss these things, but don't let it get beyond you to let you think that your opinion is above anybody else's. And I mean that in the side chat. Just be respectful to each other and everybody get along, because that's what we do here. So where are we all landing? I think we all know we want Princess Catherine to be safe and sound. We don't want anything bad to have happened. I think we could sit here all day, right, and go over this photograph. Okay, and get nowhere with it. We could break it down into subcategories of photoshopping, AI, conspiracy, non-conspiracy. And the beauty of it is, no matter what the outcome is, none of them will be more right than the other, okay, when it comes to this photograph. So
what is it that they say that the simplest explanation is always the correct one? This was just that they got a picture that they liked. Probably they selected it from the week before. It was a spur of the moment picture. They liked it. She went ahead and cleaned up her things. The kids' clothes, they probably had spots and dirt and stuff, you know. Maybe that's why they brushed it out, you know. And she put it out thinking it's not gonna be harmless. People are gonna know that my kids are with me and I'm okay. And all this shit storm has flooded the
No. If we're gonna say that, we can't end on that, because there's just as much that is just one person's opinion. Okay. So it could be that. Could be anything else that you put out there, okay? That is just, to say that she's done this or she's done that is just wild speculation. There's just as much credit to all these theories. So don't get too pigeonholed. Don't go too far down the madness. Don't just listen to one person. Look at the photograph yourself. Form an opinion. But really, is it a big deal? I think the concern for her well-being is where my interest in this has come from. And I think all of us, our interest in this has come from. It sucks, Paula, that the media have been slapping her the way that you said. That sucks.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, GB News and Talk TV, they've taken it to the streets. They've taken it to the streets, dude. Like, what do you think of what? But listen how they frame it. What do you think of what Kate Middleton, they don't even call her Princess Catherine. What do you think that, you know, the Princess Catherine, I would have phrased it differently. I would have said, you know, she apologized. Do you think it should let it go? And it's like, what do you think of what she did? Has she taken the credibility and the trust out of the monarchy? And it's like, oh, yeah. Have you seen it, Victoria? It's like, has she made it worse? She take away because the reputation of the monarchy. Really? How about Andy? How about Charles?
Yeah,
have a little Megan, have a little Harry with a swastika. I mean,
yeah,
exactly.
We
have seen
those
stories. You know,
I think Ian Holmes, if we are ending it, I will go get baby Ziggy in a minute. It can come say
hello. I think Ian Holmes has nailed this. I think that's exactly where I sit. That is how heavily invested I am into this. I think if I could force my opinion as a panel member across all of you people, I would be happy if I manipulated your mind and that was the outcome of your theory, that you officially think the whole thing's a bit odd. I think that is okay. Oh, Tina.
I think Rhonda is gone. Sad. Hello, Tina. I think it's sad that Catherine is not allowed to be sick. She's only allowed to look perfect and stand there and smile and wave and do whatever we say that she's supposed to do because she's the Princess of Wales. Somehow people
I've never told her to do anything.
No, listen, hold on. I just think it's sad that because a person is actually sick and is taking out literally 3 months of time for themselves to recuperate, then now she's like the worst person in the world for photoshopping a picture. Maybe she looks a little, you know, I don't know, had a little bit of redness on her face and wanted to edit it, or maybe she didn't feel her best or whatever and wanted to edit it, and now all of a sudden it's the end.
I had to cut Paul off with this, okay? That is not what is being argued here with this photograph. None of the points are editing or taking away blemishes or anything like this, okay? The more we start going down the road of everyone having an opinion, the more that we frame this channel's opinion. And there is no opinion. It's officially odd. And I think we need to leave it there and now look at how cute the baby is. In three,
why? Do we have to leave it there?
Well,
let's hear what Tina has to say. Tina has to say something. I'd like to hear what Tina has to say.
Yeah, we'll get it. But to me, I wasn't being rude there. It's just, we've all given our opinion on this, right? And if we all start repeating ourselves, and then everyone doesn't get a chance to repeat themselves. It gives more weight to one opinion than the other. So I think collectively, it's good to kind of just be like, yeah, there's something odd, and you can define that how you want. Maybe it's your version of odd is you think it's odd that people are reacting this way when she's given a public statement exactly as you've said, and we're all just being, you know, completely, you know, crazy about the situation. That could be what you think's odd. I think if we leave it there, there's no too much weight on one person's opinion, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Ron, it'd be a good idea to relook at this next week after, you know, a few days of media and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But I don't want thinking that I'm saying Toomey's wrong or Paula's wrong. I'm in no way saying
that. We all have our theories, okay? So we can sort of, we're guessing at the moment, right?
Tina? What do you think, Tina?
Yeah, Tina, what? Also,
well,
hi, Tina.
Naturally, I'm going to push back on the affair saga. To me, okay. It's old news. It's been out there already. It's nothing new being dragged out. Secondly, I just feel like I see a lot in the side comments about it's got nothing to do with Harry and Meghan, why you're bringing them up. And I just question, if you go back 3 years ago, five years ago, before they even walked away and started breaking this never complain and never explain, and say the Queen was alive and Catherine got took poorly, would people care? Would people pick that picture apart? And also, I want to say it's a shame the picture of Catherine with mock bruises all over her face as she's been annihilated for the last 4 years, being accusations, names in books. Can you imagine what that woman is going through? Every action she does, every moment she steps out, she is being picked apart. And on top of that, she's blatantly poorly. So if she's tried to adapt a photo to make her as a woman feel okay and presentable to the world, knowing it's going to be, yes, there's an error gone on there that you can't deny that. But yeah. I just feel like leave the poor woman to get better. She said Easter, and it's just savage what the media, how a few months ago it was like pro Catherine, and now it's like demanding this original photo. Yes, she's got a palace. Yes, she signed up to this, but no way did she sign up to the last 5 years of what Harry and Meghan have done. And by them coming out and doing what they've done and sharing all that goes on behind the palace walls, the people feel like they deserve this constant feed from the royal family. And quite frankly, I don't think they do.
And you know what? I agree with you. And you know what I would have liked to see is the media outrage. I didn't see GB News or Fox News taking to the streets asking people, what do you think that Meghan and Harry are refusing to release the signed names of the doctors that deliver the baby?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Why are they? Because that is more important, because those two children are in the line of succession with full titles without the proper documentation. We have yet to see the doctor's signature. I don't see the media taking to the streets asking, do you think that the baby should be in the line of succession, because they have refused to provide the details mandatory by, not law, but protocol. No, I don't see them do that. Oh, no, let's respect their privacy, because Meghan says that she's supporting her privacy.
The reality is
that one. We need to put a pin in that one for Sadie.
Sorry.
No, Tina, let me go.
If I went missing today, there would be no actual photo where I look this way, because all my social media, I'm filtered to the hilt. I'm an aging woman. Like, they'd be screwed. They wouldn't be able to find me because I've got like the perfect complexion. We are women at the end of the day. And if I was poorly, I use filters when I'm wet. You know, and I'm not being judged by the world, like literally the world right now. They are under a microscope. She, more than anyone, because the monarchy, the future depends on her. And that's a lot of weight to carry on someone's shoulders. Like, I just can't even imagine.
But I don't think her face was actually edited. It was the rest of it, which is, that's where it gets
really odd arms, knees.
Well, so her face is like,
I just think she was cleaning up the kids. I just think she was cleaning up the kids' clothes. That's it. That's all there is to it.
There were ridiculous theories that she had photoshopped her picture from Vogue, British Vogue.
I'm going to go start with Tina. I'm going to go through everyone. You've got two sentences to give your opinion on this situation. Okay, everyone's going to get to give two sentences to summarize what they think is the end goal. So, Tina, take it away.
Game.
No, for example, I'm assuming you've given us yours. So you think everything's fine, leave her alone, she's given a statement, move on.
I just think it will all come out in the wash.
Yeah, okay, sure, to me.
She's recovering, let her recover in peace.
Victoria.
Oh, I think it's really complicated. I have a few different theories.
You've got
to
pick one. Okay, you've got to pick one.
I can't pick one. I'm still working it out, but I think that there's probably more going on than we know, and the photo just adds a bit more fuel to the fire, but I do wish her well, and I hope she's okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking shape-shifting lizard people. Paula?
Much to do about nothing.
Yeah, okay. Jen?
Yeah. Tin hat all the way, but they're covering something up. Like I said, you know, I wanted today's live because from a reliable source, we had heard information. obviously, as I mentioned earlier, not alleged information. It wasn't direct from Catherine and William's mouths, but it has, you know, food for thought. But let's hope the princess is doing well and she has a speedy recovery.
And that's 100%. Catherine.
Yeah, 100%. And there's a lot of people being saying, why aren't people talking about her well-being? They're talking about this photograph. That, to me, was the reason that we're here, because it was odd. I'm officially, again, I'm just sitting on the fence here with what it's odd. Time will tell. When it happens, we'll see. I don't know. But as of right now, pick one of the six opinions, form your own, do your own research. Tell us that we're crazy. But if you're going to do one thing, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you smash the like button. Make sure you leave a comment. Make sure you share. We have got Atwood Unleashed coming up at 5:30. Is it, Jen? 5:30?
5:30 with Stephen Knight tonight, as Sean is on a mystery trip.
Mystery trip.
All be revealed. And don't forget to tune in. I've got to plug this. Tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Sorry, my doorbell's going off. Another Amazon delivery. 7:30 p.m. is our psychic series with Karen Knight, with Victoria I and Paula M is joining in.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to come and get some of the psychic goodness. And like I say, make sure you guys join us on Friday for A Royal Mess. We've got new series with John Wedger coming out and all that good stuff. But listen, thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much for being part of an open discussion and being able to share your opinions and all the rest of it. For me, Ron Swanson, as always, guys, stay further.
Bye, guys. Bye.